Rav Soli Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. The Gemara tells us in Brachas that Rav made Shabbos early, that before, after Plag HaMincha, like in a 6th to 6th day, we'll call it, an hour and a quarter before sunset is Plag HaMincha, which is the earliest time to bring in Shabbos. So he clearly, Gemara is talking about between Plag HaMincha and Shki and sunset. So it says Rav not only Davin, Rav made Kiddush, he brought in Shabbos early. So the question is, how can he bring in Shabbos early? The Or Zeruah answers, because we see this a concept of Tosefes Shabbos. We see this a concept of bringing in Shabbos early. And in fact, from here we see that it's biblical, because the fact that Rav was able to make Kiddush before sunset shows that Tosefes Shabbos is biblical. Why? Because Kiddush is a biblical mitzvah. If Tosefes Shabbos is only a rabbinical mitzvah, then how could you do it? However, then he assumes that from here is the source that Tosefes bringing in Shabbos early is biblical. Everyone agrees bringing in Yom Kippur early is biblical. It's a shaila about Shabbos. The Mordechai says the opposite proof. When the fact that we see that you can make Kiddush during Tosefes Shabbos proves that you can do a mitzvah derabbanan during a Zman Daraisa. He says, because you see, Kiddush is biblical. He says Tosefes Shabbos is only derabbanan. So in the fact that you can make Kiddush during a Zman Daraisa, he gets into the question of a derabbanan doing it for Daraisa. But that's his conclusion, that Tosefes Shabbos is derabbanan for our cases. And the Rambam's opinion is, there is no mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. It doesn't exist. So how could you bring in Shabbos early? So the Rambam has a different shot. The Gemara says, the Rambam's opinion is, the obligation to make Kiddush, as well as Havdalah, b'chnisaso u'v'yitziyaso, in its entrance and exit, is the mitzvah to bring it in before Shabbos. So therefore, it's not that there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, according to the Rambam, but the mitzvah of Kiddush is to bring it in before sunset. So therefore, either way, according to everyone, whether it's Daraisa, Drabbanan, or it's this work, it's clear that everyone has to agree, because Rav did it, and no one argued, that you could bring in Shabbos early. So and that's what we do not necessarily here, but that's what many communities do. I was looking at the calendar, like 7:15 next week, 7:30. So we're not bringing any early Shabbos anytime soon here. But in other communities, already I'm sure they started bringing in Shabbos after Plag HaMincha. And that's not controversial. So even those who don't, no one says you can't. It's a Gemara. So it's not a matter of dispute that you can't bring it in early. There's different things. You might have to eat Yisuda later. You might have to repeat Shema. But in terms of bringing in Shabbos, that's clear. So the question is, it's in 2 weeks, but this coming Pesach happens to fall out on Friday night, which is coincidental. The question is, if we could bring in Shabbos early, and we know Pesach is all about the kids, and especially now that the clocks are late, until we get to the meal, you know, the Haggadah could take an hour or 2 hours before you even get there. So if you had one night to pick to make bring in early, it would be Leil Pesach. So the question is, can we bring in Pesach early? Can we make early Shabbos, or it just happens to be early Shabbos this time, but early Yontov, assuming Pesach was Tuesday night. I'm not asking about this year specifically. In general, can you bring in Pesach early? Can you make Kiddush it's early? Is there any difference between bringing in Shabbos early and Kiddush early? Or this comes off?
Oh. Is it such a
concept
as Tosefes Yontov? Is that the question?
Correct. So that is the question, but it's a good question. So to add to Jeff's question, everyone agrees there is a concept. There is no difference between Tosefes Yontov and Tosefes Shabbos, with one caveat, or maybe two or three, is there's certain Yom Tovim you cannot bring in early, but not because of the concept of Tosefes Shabbos, because of some technical reasons, as we'll get into, but there's no fundamental difference. In theory, it starts off, you could bring in Yontov early.
Yes.
You have to bring me a reason why you can't. So we'll see. Let's say bringing in shuas early, you don't do because you want to have tamimas. You want to have a complete. In other words, there will be other yom tovim that you can't bring in early, but not because you can't. Not because it's lacking in tosefes. It's for another technical reason. So what about Pesach? Where does that fit in? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, one is not permitted to make kiddush until nightfall when it comes to Pesach. And the question is, why not? Maishna Pesach, Manishtana Halayla Hazeh. Why is Leil Pesach different than any Leil Shabbos? It's like every Friday night we could bring in Shabbos early. And why can't I bring in Yontif early Leil Pesach? So this is a fundamental dispute between the Magen Avraham and the Taz, the two running commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham says, I'll tell you why not. Because the Gemara tells us in Pesachim about eating the Korban Pesach, the Paschal lamb. So it's a dispute whether you have to finish it by Chatzos, by midnight, or you have until dawn, Alos HaShachar. So our custom, that's why we try to finish it by Chatzos. So, and in fact, Rashi points out perhaps maybe even the hachana, maybe the preparing of the matzah, like, because he says it's like the Gemara just compares, and the Gemara says we no longer have a Korban Pesach, so matzah takes the place. So the Gemara equates the mitzvah of matzah we have Leil Pesach to the mitzvah of eating the Korban Pesach. So therefore, so it's clear we have to finish the matzah. We try to do it by Chatzot. So the question is, so the Magen Avraham says, is his extension, up to that was the Gemara, just like by matzah, we have to finish by Chatzot, so too all the mitzvahs hayom, all the other mitzvahs hayom, one has to finish by Chatzot, so all the other mitzvahs you have of the night. And therefore he says, you know why you can't make Kiddush early on Leil Pesach? It's nothing to do with Kiddush per se, but it's a coincidence that happens every Pesach, that Kiddush happens to be the first of the four Kosos. And it's part of the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos has to be done between nightfall and Chatzos. There's nothing to do with the fact that you can't. Because since matzah is compared to Pesach, which is the Erev Tochu matzahs, and the Magen Avraham says so too, all the mitzvahs hayom are compared to matzah. So that's the reason why it's because it happens to be one of the four cups. It's nothing to do with the din of Kiddush, but. And that's why you can't make Kiddush early. That's the opinion of the Magen Avraham. The Taz says a different reason. I'll give you a nafka min in a minute. The Taz says, no, it has everything to do with Kiddush. Kiddush is the main culprit here. What does it mean? Because for a totally different reason. We know you're familiar with the concept of Kiddush b'makam suda. That not only, so biblically speaking, it's a mitzvah of Kiddush, but we'll assume rabbinically speaking, the rabbi said, you have to make Kiddush in the place where you eat. So generally speaking, it means like if I'm eating at home, I don't make Kiddush here. I'll get into whether you can make a three Kiddush, but if I'm eating my meal here at home, I make Kiddush. You make Kiddush in the place where you eat. So
is that only on Pesach?
No, this is all year round, every Shabbos.
So that when we hear Kiddush here, we're not Yom Six Kiddush on Shabbat.
Well, so that's, without getting into that topic, the question is, what is Kiddush b'makom suda? So the fact that, let's say, Rabbi Green makes Kiddush in the show, so let's assume that's okay. That's not a problem. But there's a separate issue of making Kiddush when you, you might not have to make Kiddush when you go home. I'm assuming that you're not having a meal. What I'm saying is you can't make a Boer Priya Guffin here and then eat your meal at home. I'm not getting to if you eat Mizonis, yeah, maybe that'll work. So the Taz says, in addition to what it means to have to actually be there physically, he says it means Kiddush. It has to be, when the time you make Kiddush, it has to be a time when it's fitting, it's right for Zman Suda. In other words, I can't make Kiddush at 3 o'clock in the afternoon because I can't eat the meal at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So if I'm making Kiddush, that means I have to be able to eat the Suda. That's the Taz opinion. So the Taz says, since we know what is the main mitzvah of the day, it's matzah. and the erev tochu the matzah is the suda. So since I cannot eat the matzah before nightfall, so if I made kiddush before nightfall, I'd be lacking in kiddush b'makom suda. So I wouldn't be yotzei kiddush, and therefore that's why I can't make it early. So everyone agrees to the facts of life. You can't make kiddush early leil Pesach, but for totally different reasons. Either according to the Magen Avraham, it's nothing to do with kiddush. It's a din in the four cups. It's a din in the mitzvah hayom. And according to the Taz, it's because kiddush, you're lacking kiddush b'makom suda. My nafka mina. What's the practical difference between the Taz and the Magen Avraham? So I'll give you two of them. One is, what? Let's say I wasn't at the shiur tonight, this morning. Or let's say somehow you remembered it from another time I gave it, and you knew you couldn't make kiddush early. And let's say a person doesn't know. You forget, whatever, you know, it's getting late, the kids are dragging me. Either way, you made kiddush before, you made kiddush after Plag.
Yes.
Let's say you did it. Someone comes to you, I already made kiddush. Now what? It's always easier to ask for forgiveness than permission. You know the rule. So the effort maybe be the evidence, is it okay or not? So according to the Magen Avraham, yes, in theory, it's not a problem. You fulfilled your mitzvah of kiddush because that wasn't a problem.
Yes.
But you'd have to go ahead and have another cup. You have to you'll make a bowl of priya guffin, or you'd have to, minimally you'd have to drink another cup because the problem was you're lacking in the four cups at night. So therefore you wouldn't necessarily have to make kiddush over, but you'd still have to drink another cup then because the problem was you were lacking in the four cups. And according to the Taz, you didn't make kiddush. You're not yotzei kiddush, and you'd have to make another kiddush. That would be one difference. So according to this, the Magen Avraham would be a kula, a leniency. You wouldn't have to repeat kiddush. You'd only have to have another cup of wine, which maybe is a big, you know, people might like that or not, having, they'll have a fifth cup. And according to the Taz, you need to do kiddush. The second nafkamin is on the other end, is, what do I mean? Like people like, you know, when you see them, how late was your Seder last night? So people like exaggerating a lot. It's like, the Hasidim talking about their Rebbe. Well, he did that miracle, though my Rebbe, no, so, oh, mine went, oh, mine finished at 1:30, mine went at 2:30, mine went at, so it's funny, so Rav Schachter always like saying over his kids, went to Breuer's in Washington Heights, so he followed the opinion of the Magen Avraham. We finished the whole Seder by Chatzos, because that's the Magen Avraham's opinion. It's not only do you have to make the Kiddush, but you have to finish Hallel, the Haggadah. You could sing your Haggadah all night if you want, but in terms of the halachic part of the Seder, finishing the four cups of wine, Hallel, that has to be done according to the Magen, everything has to be finished by Chatzos. So therefore, according to the Magen Avraham, you have to finish the whole, again, some might be happy with it, some, not only the meal, you have to finish everything by Chatzos. And according to the Taz, you have all night for the Seder, because the only halacha is, it's Kiddush b'makom suda. That's why you had to wait until nightfall. But there's no connection between the other. So according to that, only matzah has to be finished by Chatzos. It has nothing to do with the rest of the Seder. So the kula, according to the Magen Avraham, is if you mistakenly made Kiddush early, you just have to repeat another cup. You don't have to make Kiddush again. But according to the Taz, you're lacking in Kiddush. But on the other end, again, you can look at it as kula or chumra, depending how you're looking at it. But you have to finish the whole Seder by Chatzos, except for the Echa Miyodea, the songs you could sing at the end. But according to the Taz, it's only Kiddush is an issue, but the rest of the Seder, matzah you still have to, but the rest of the Seder you have to finish by Chatzos. This Taz is really consistent with his view elsewhere, because there's another machlokas. Let's say you do make, moving to Shabbos for a second, not Pesach, you made Shabbos early, you daven at 6 o'clock, so do you have to could I finish my meal before night? Let's say I'm starting my meal after Plag HaMincha. Do I have to extend it after to nightfall, or I could finish it even while it's daylight? Let's say 6 o'clock was Plag HaMincha. Let's say you weren't davening here, you were eating at 6:30, so a half an hour later. And let's say it's not until like 8:30, 8 o'clock. You finish in an hour. Do I have to prolong my meal so I have a kezayis of challah after by nightfall? No, there's no Indian at all of having any challah once I bring it. So that's the machlokas, the Taz and the Maharshal. The Taz says, no, whenever you finish your meal, you finish. In fact, there's a shaila in the Trumas Hadesh. It's a question if it's a real case or not, but the question was, the Trumas Hadesh, I think it was a town in Italy, the question was, after they finished the meal, they used to live near a famous river, and they used to, and the Olam used to walk around the river while it was still, they already took in Shabbos, they had the meal, and they took a walk around by the river. So the question was, you know, how or could you bring in Shabbos before Tosefta Shabbos? But the Taz says you don't have to. You could just eat, finish the meal whenever you want. And the Marshal says no. This Taz is consistent with the Taz I just told you. Why? How do I? Because what's the Taz's opinion when it says Kiddush b'makom Suda? It has to be Roy for Suda. So the Taz says by definition, if I had to eat the challah after nightfall, I wouldn't be able to make Kiddush early, because according to the Taz, you have to be able to eat your meal during the Zman Kiddush. So the Taz is consistent with his view that no, you don't have to have another Kazayat of Challah. And according to the Marshal, he's Machmer. He says once you try to have a Kazayat of Challah, you have to nightfall. So to summarize, we have three Shitas by Tosef. We pass in Tosef Shabbos and Taraisa, so why can't we make Kiddush early Friday? Leil Pesach, that we do all year round, because according to the Magen Avraham, compared to matzah, all the mitzvahs hayom have to be done at Laila. According to the Taz, it's lacking Kiddush b'makom Suda. The nafkamina is that according to the Magen Avraham, you wouldn't have to make Kiddush over again if you made it early, or according to the Magen Avraham, you have to finish everything by nightfall. And it's the Taz consistent with his view elsewhere. If you, every Friday night when you make Shabbos early in the summer, he says you wouldn't have to finish. You could finish your meal anytime. You're not obligated. Most times your meal goes longer anyway, but if you don't have to specifically, if you want to be machfer the marshal, you can. So that's one nafkamina. So we can make Kiddush all year round early Shabbos. We can't do a Leil Pesach. We have to continue other nafkaminas between Kiddush Leil Pesach and Kiddush all year round. What's this thing?
If you get a couple more, you may get something free.
But what's this? Or what's on this?
Sticker on that.
I know, so you can take it. Okay, I'll spill it. What do you get? What's this? What is it? You can keep it. Because I don't go to McDonald's. It doesn't make a difference. Not that I wouldn't, but I don't go there. So you
how
might.
How do you know that Hasot is 12 o'clock?
Oh, it's not 12 o'clock.
It's a free coffees.
Yeah.
It's halfway between sunset and sunrise.
No.
One more, you're going to get coffee.
What is it?
I'll tell you in a minute after when I come back.
You don't want it?
You can.
Okay.
I'm saying you might. No, thank you, but I might as well. You'll use it. Okay, yeah. Sure. I saw the other one, he was doing security. All right.